This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And as promised, we do have Mr. Maqi joining us in studio this morning. Mr. Maqi, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Good morning, Vubangana Professor. The only way to start your day, we're here. This is the Knowledge Hub.
Definitely. And you said today we are speaking about a local government. And I'm looking at your jacket there. I'm thinking, which political party are you here to represent?
No judgment.
So maybe you're running for being a ward councillor or something.
A mayor.
We may never know.
We may never know.
Yeah, no.
Let's talk local government, folks. Basically, it's good news and bad news.
Okay.
And it's more bad news really than it is good news. So okay, let's start with those bad news. I mean, the good news is what we really imagine. So local government is, in terms of the RSA constitution, the constitution that we have, chapter 7 establishes local government, section 151, that we should have a local government. So these are municipalities. Then we have provinces, and then we have national government. So, but the people who give us the things that we want, who look after our roads, who make sure that there is water on your tap, it is a local government. I mean, we've seen how people are struggling in the recent past, trying to find water. So if we import, I think it's tough for you, because I mean, if you walk into a house and there's no water, you must go and make a plan. So either you go and buy it. I've seen people going to supermarkets buying water. I mean, that's what that said. So the situation really with local government is serious. On 24 June this year, the Auditor General, Tsakani Maluleke, released the consolidated report on local government audit outcomes. So basically, she was looking at the numbers. I mean, the sad thing is, like I keep saying, these are bad news. So she was only looking at 2024 to 2025. So we're not looking at now. So she's looking at the last 3 years. So how money was spent or how money was wasted in 2024. Now, she makes three important findings. I mean, one, we know there's limited progress. So very little has changed. I mean, they call this the fifth administration. If you look at this, the election cycles of local government since 1996.
Okay.
So very little has changed. I mean, she raises three issues. One is, the problem around clean audits. We have 257 municipalities, 257, and only 39 passed. So you have 257 students in your class and less than 40 passed.
Yeah, that is bad.
We pay them. I mean, it's not that they didn't get paid. So they paid, they got bonuses, and yes, they were not doing the right things. Now, one of the reasons that they can't balance their books is that basa palange sandla.
Okay.
So in the age of AI, computers, etc., we are still capturing. We are still capturing by hand. So my handwriting is bad. I mean, if you try to read my handwriting, only I can read it. So how easy it is for someone to confuse 1 million and no 1 billion, 100 rand, or 10 rand. So those are some of the basic, sort of to say, annoying issues that lead to these problems in local government. Just a simple thing: buy a computer. Get someone who knows how to use a computer, right? Bring them to MUT if they don't have those skills. I mean, seriously.
Definitely, yeah.
So, I mean, seriously, I think we need to shout at them, because otherwise we are just going to call them Babu Mayor, Babu Councillor, and when they're doing a bad job. So this is number one, the point that you raised.
Yes.
The second one is that money is being wasted. So irregular expenditure, right? Etiquette municipality is part of the problem. The report says 4.4 billion cannot be accounted for. Last year's Etiquette. So now this is out of 7.8 billion. So a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
It's too much money. I mean, it's hard to imagine. It's supposed to be 1 million. 1 million is hundreds, thousand times 1,000. Right. So if I have 1 million, I'm okay. I'm doing well. So yeah. How do you waste a billion? I mean, how?
That's how many millions?
Quite too much.
Wow.
Yeah, it's too much. I mean, so now there, one of the, I mean, the problem that she highlights is that one, people are told this person is not doing right. We are more shallow mount. Still, they come back tomorrow. They still make it. So instead of dealing with the person who is creating a problem or the issue, so there are no consequences. People just do as they please, right? Then also the issue of control. So someone must sign. So every time something that needs to, so that person who signs must read and check. Am I signing for this? So they don't do that. Mm. So it's. I'm emphasizing this point because I mean, so maybe it's a build up to what we need to do to address this problem. But I mean, so irregular expenditure is the second big problem. The third one, because I know, I mean, MUT Radio is, we are targeting young people. They have futures, they have got dreams, they've got ambitions, big cars, fancy styles, if they want to travel. So basically they want to go out there and use their skills and make money. Now the reality is that if you are thinking local government, there are no opportunities for you. These people spend money on consultants. Yeah. They'd rather live with vacancies. So they don't want to fill positions where they should be employing people who are going to work 8 to 4. So they don't want to build their skills on how to handle money. They don't want to build their skills on how to get things done. I mean, that's engineering. So you make things work. So that's not their focus. So their money goes to consultants. Now, these consultants are the usual suspects. So the same people who mess things up, but they return them. So they keep the same service providers over many years, and the very same service providers are not giving, I mean, the best that they're supposed to do. That is the kind of municipalities we have. Now, in the general, I mean, I remember when this was shown on the news. So, I mean, recently I just went back to actually go through and see for myself the reports. I mean, she was very angry, and rightly so as well. I think, and I think all of us should be.
Yeah.
Because basically what it says is that we have, I'm not sure what kind of class is this. If you are a teacher and you have 257 students, and you pay them to come here to school, you give them food, 3 meals a day, and yet they refuse to pass.
Imagine.
Can you imagine, right? Now, it is good news. I mean, someone is saying to me this morning that they are not convinced if this is going to change. But look, we need change, right? One of the opportunities we have to bring about change is November 4. And this weekend, according to IEC, it is the final voter registration weekend. Yes. So 1 and 2 August. Please make your move. Please make a move. You have to bring about change. Now, it is change because it's changed because we can't see it yet, right? So sitting here, we're just talking about water. So maybe water in future is going to be red.
Mm.
We will never know, right?
Yeah.
Until water changes color. So change is not something that we see now. It is changed because it is not what was there before, right? Yes. So the reason why tomorrow is because today is going to change and become tomorrow. So people get stuck in today assuming that because what they see today is it's not fixed. It's not. So change is what you bring about. So it's what you and I.
You will never know until change comes.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes. So we call it change because we are comparing it to what happened before. So change happens after. Now, so this weekend, please go out there and use this opportunity, register to vote, and you can also verify if you previously registered. Just check if because I know, I mean, so we went the other weekend and we discovered that some of the votes have changed. So if you thought you were supposed to vote here, maybe they've changed the words. Just take that 10 minutes walk in, and these are nice people work there. So do that. And also, you may need to update your details as well. So, and make sure you bring your phone. I mean, they always have this thing where you must get an SMS, blah, blah, blah. So mm-hmm. just take your phone. You don't need data or anything. So, but so as a first point, make sure you are registered to vote. And then everything else, asking questions, calling these people to account, really we have to. I mean, so we have to not clap if they are doing wrong. So we need to. So if being in Zigahle, Abahambe, Bakona Bazonga, Nabazozongono, and also if you are looking for opportunities, your first port of call really is local government. So if that sphere of government is not doing well, we are all going to suffer.
Definitely. Wow, that's the word. And I know, I'll tell you something. Many years ago. we actually, we're a group of students, Sipume Res, Sambasia, South Beach, we got a registration point. So I think it's a register, and we voted a few months down the line. So it's very important, even if to Ukekaya, because some of them, Shabeba register Makaya, they can still change this coming weekend to the nearest voting stations. And by a voter, you may never know. We will never, if you're not happy with what you are seeing right now, as Mr. Matka put rightfully put it, so Guti, just go there and make ex-work, maybe your ex-work will come out with a change. So
yes.
Yeah, I know.
And also, I mean, just to add on that, so the November 4, I mean, most of us at MUT would have finished exams anyway.
Mm.
And also for me, I mean, my mother, Mausekai, so I always, so my concern really is, can she get water? So I can make a plan, right? So I can still move around. So,
yes.
So make those decisions now. We'll say, where do you want your vote to count the most? Right, so are you definitely looking for opportunities yourself, or so then vote, so make sure that you are registered in the area where you want to vote on that day. And then also ask them questions, because I didn't ask when I was there to check my thing. Was if I register in Durban, but I'll be voting at Ulundi, for example, on the day of registration, do I need to be there or I can't? Because I know with national you can, so I'm not sure. I don't know, so maybe put our two, you can follow yep. that up, so yes. Later soon we can come back to them. But so please, important. UAG read the report here, okay, on 24 June, consolidated reports on local government audits outcomes. Be as angry as I am this morning. Then go out there and make change.
Kunjalo nje. That is Mr. Marks. We'll quickly go to Mletisi with the headlines as we are wrapping up with Mr. Marks. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. Really appreciate you and your blue jackets.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.